Is this the last stand in the Battle of the Bollards? Residents fighting to save two historic pieces of ironmongery in a Norwich road have made a desperate final plea to the City Council to spare them. But the authority is still intent on removing the bollards at the top of an alley in Clarendon Road, claiming that they must go to allow access for cleaning equipment. They are to be replaced with drop-down bollards as part of a £39,000 city-wide scheme. But resident Anne Coulot, 61, said this didn't make sense as the other end of the lane in Neville Street was open and offered easy access. She said it's a totally irrational decision. A group gathered at the site the other day to voice their disapproval of the council's plans. Clarendon Road resident Derek Haylock, who's 75, said it will be civic vandalism if they were removed. They fit with the period style of the whole road, and it's lovely to have some ironwork which is of the era of the houses down here. Norwich City Council said the bollards were installed in the 1980s, but the residents say photos shown they were there in the 1930s, and they suspect that they're Victorian or Edwardian. Resident Leslie Cunin, 70, said she heard the removal of the bollards was imminent, but the council has said no date has yet been set for the works. Mrs. Cunin said, "We feel the council is being unhelpful, irresponsible and uncompromising."
Volunteers who ran a cafe for homeless and vulnerable people have reluctantly called it a day after being unable to secure new premises. The All Saints Centre, based at the converted All Saints Church in Wesselgate, opposite John Lewis, closed in June 2014. The centre had been home to the Sanctuary Cafe and a place to rest and socialise every day for dozens of people, including many homeless and vulnerable adults. But despite rising demands for its services, it closed after 35 years with a loss of 5 jobs. However, a group of volunteers from the centre got together to continue the work and move the Sanctuary Cafe into the former Octagon Cafe building, part of St Peter Mancroft Church. However, that closed in November last year, with the parochial church council defending the decision not to allow the group to continue using the cafe, saying it was always only a short-term arrangement. The group held out hope of getting more support and new premises, but neither were forthcoming, so they have disbanded their organisation. However, their surplus funds have been donated to other causes in the city. Donations will be made to St Stephen's Church, which has its own St Stephen's Cafe, the Salvation Army, Norwich Mind, Revelation Christian Resource Centre, Hope into Action and Home Start.
Millions of pounds of further cuts to council services will have to be made in the years ahead, the leader of Norwich City Council has warned. And Alan Waters said local government would have to battle for survival in the coming years in the face of less money coming from Whitehall. The City Council has just agreed to take a 4-year funding settlement from the government, giving the authority a degree of certainty over how much money it will have, with some £5.4 million earmarked in revenue support grants up to 2020. But the government is only giving the money on the condition that local councils provide an efficiency plan detailing where savings will be made. And that means the council is having to look at saving £2.3 million a year from now until 2020.
A new retail park on the outer ring road of Norwich is taking shape on a site which is the size of 15 football pitches, next to the existing Sweetbriar retail park. The latter is home to the likes of IKEA and Marks and Spencer, but the new park will dwarf the size of that retail park and the nearby Helsdon Park industrial estate. The land near the junction with Helsdon Hall Road is owned by Briar Chemicals, but the first 2 acres were sold to Travis Perkins as property consultants, Dencora, looked to get all of the land developed. First to stake a claim were Wicks, who will relocate this month from their Drayton Road site, and developers hope that this would kickstart further interest in the rest of the land from other major names. The new Wicks will take up about 25,000 square feet on the ground floor, together with a garden centre and associated car parking. Planning permission for the Wicks store was granted by Norwich City Council in October last year.
A pop-up Christmas card shop, which raises money for charity, is open for business in the Norwich Millennium Library until October the 31st, and after that it will move into the Forum. Staffed by a team of local volunteers, the shop is part of a network of more than 300 temporary shops run by Cards for Good Causes, the UK's largest multi-charity Christmas card organisation, which supports the work of national and local charities, including Brake, East Anglia Air Ambulance and Hillside Animal Sanctuary. The Norwich shop will also be selling three designs created by local artists, Joe McLean and Beverly Corrildon. Shop manager Helen Dingle said, "The support for our Norwich shop is fantastic, both in terms of volunteers who help in the shop and all those who make a beeline for it to purchase cards, calendars and stocking fillers. We are also very grateful to both Joe and Beverly for providing their designs for the shop this year. We're sure they'll be a big hit." Buying charity Christmas cards is one of the simplest ways to support good causes across the whole region this festive season. Sales of the cards not only generate funds with which the charities can make a real difference, but also purchasing and sending them helps raise awareness of the vital work that those charities do.
An atmospheric photo of a barn owl hunting over Norfolk's Rockland marshes captured the hearts of judges in a national BBC competition and will now be hanging in hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses in this country and beyond. Tony House's Twilight Hunter photo has been picked to illustrate the February page of the 2017 BBC Countryfile calendar in aid of children in need. The barn owl photo was one of 12 picked from more than 21,000 entries to the TV programme's competition and represents a special success for Mr. Howes, 83, from Thorpe St. Andrew. His photo of a mother oyster catcher leading three chicks through the water was used in last year's calendar, and he has been told as the only person to have had two photos published in the prestigious calendar.
The fate of what once was a crucial part of Norwich's telephone network is about to be decided. Developers want to turn the former telephone repeater station in Westwick Street into homes. All telephone traffic used to be carried over copper conductors in telephone cables, but because copper wire is resistant to electrical signals, the power of signals diminished over distance. To help make long-distance calls audible, amplification was needed, which is what happened at the telephone repeater station. But the development of modern optic cables rendered such stations redundant. Officers are recommending that Norwich City Council's Planning Committee grants permission for the new homes.
A nesting tower by the Broads has been recommended for approval by planners. The Broads Authority's vision for a nesting tower in the car park at Whittlingham Broad Visitors Centre will come before the body's planning committee on Friday. If approved, the tower would be 6 metres off the ground, measuring 1.16 metres wide and 1 metre high. There would be 20 internal nest boxes, while an audio system would also play recordings of swift calls to attract the birds to the tower. The calls will be played at a similar volume to natural level from June to mid-August and would be heard within 10 to 20 metres of the tower. Planning documents say that the bid will, quote, enhance nesting opportunities for native birds in the country park, unquote. Officers have recommended that the Whittlingham scheme should be approved.
It was full steam ahead for Pudsey Bear as the Children in Need mascot joined delighted youngsters in taking trips on a miniature railway. This event at Eaton Park was the season finale for the Norwich and District Society of Model Engineers, which operates the railway. Each year, volunteers who run the railway hold an event for children in need with all the takings from the £1 a time rides on the hugely popular trains going to the charity.
And now we have our second feature. The popularity of coffee shops has exploded in the past few years, and it's mostly the Starbucks and Costas who lead the race. But here in Norwich, a local man is making a big impression in this sector. Our second feature is written by Geraldine Scott, and our reader is Christopher Speak.